This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to keep going with Facebook here for a bit because this does seem to be one of those moments that a big part of this economy might eventually hinge on. At one point in the hearing today, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham and Zuckerberg were going back and forth over whether Facebook has any competition. We're going to play that whole exchange. It's a long one, but hang in here because it's relevant. Here you go.
Do they provide the same service you provide?
In different ways.
Let me put it this way. If I buy a Ford and it doesn't work well and I don't like it, I can buy a Chevy. If I'm upset with Facebook, what's the equivalent product that I can go sign up for?
Well, there's the second category that I was going to talk about.
I'm not talking about categories. I'm talking about is there real competition you face? Because car companies face a lot of competition. If they make a defective car, it gets out in the world, people stop buying that car, they buy another one. Is it an alternative to Facebook in the private sector?
Yes, Senator. The average American uses 8 different apps to communicate with their friends and stay in touch with people, ranging from texting apps to email.
Which is the same service you provide?
Well, we provide a number of different services.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
It overlaps with a portion of what we do.
You don't think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
Okay.
Well, it might not feel to Zuckerberg like he's got a monopoly, but one of the challenges that are going to come out of this hearing is how, if they are gonna, and that is a big if, how Congress might start to regulate Facebook and big tech, knowing what it knows now. Marketplace's Aaron Trank has that one.
It's hard to regulate that which moves at lightning speed. Vivek Wadhwa at Carnegie Mellon School of Engineering says even the creators of new technology rarely understand what it's capable of.
I don't think that Zuckerberg ever imagined that his social network would be used to hack elections. How are lawmakers supposed to be able to see this when no one understands it?
For example, the first texting while driving laws came about a decade after the first text. Look at Facebook Live, says Arizona State's Greg Zachary. It was pretty obvious when it launched that crimes could be broadcast.
Lawmakers only saw the problem in this after the service begins and problems emerge, particularly some murders get live streamed.
Or the mapping tool Google Street View, says Shoshana Zoboff at Harvard. It spurred hundreds of privacy lawsuits.
There were real questions as to whether or not Google could survive this global eruption. But in the end, they didn't eliminate Street View. They doubled down on it.
It isn't just that lawmakers are slow to recognize problems. Zoboff says Facebook and Google have been fighting regulation since the beginning.
What the tech companies have successfully sold our society is that technology is progress, technological progress is inevitable.
Today, Facebook. Tomorrow, killer robots, drones, artificial life. Compared to regulating that stuff, social media might be downright easy. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.